This is the Wall Street Update of the download edition of World Business Report on Friday, the 7th of March. I'm Roger Hearing. So, how was it looking on the share markets today? Well, the big news, of course, was the US jobs figures, slightly better than expected, but doesn't kind of mean things are out of the woods as yet. I spoke to Kerry Leahy from Decision Economics in New York.
Well, the market welcomed the surprisingly good jobs figures today. As many of our listeners know, the U.S. has been pelted by a lot of crazy cold and snowy and icy weather, which probably held down job creation in the month of February by at least 40,000 workers. So the increase in job creation of 175,000 workers turned out to be a pretty good figure and better than expectations, and the markets went up on the thought that if the economy's coming out of its ice snap, so to speak, and things are looking better and have bottomed, then earnings will do better, as will the market, which was certainly the case till about the middle of the day, and then stocks started to trade lower and ended up mixed for the day. So I was a little surprised that the market sold off, and I can't say that there was this external event, such as worsening news in the Ukraine or this particular company did poorly. It was just the investors that decided that the jobs report may not have been as good as they thought.
Well, you mentioned Ukraine there a bit, and I guess there is that shadow. I mean, it's hard to quantify, I guess, how much effect it's having, but is there a bit of nervousness out there?
Oh, absolutely. As we all know, the emerging markets have been a source of concern for almost a year now, and the fact that the emerging markets could now be in some sense morphing into an old-fashioned Cold War-style set of geopolitical tensions is certainly unnerving to all of us, even if we don't invest a dime, and I think that's clearly behind a lot of what's been going on. But once again, you may have this situation that professional investors, when they're close to all-time market highs, they say, well, I'm going into the weekend, maybe I should take some profits and make sure I don't get burned on Monday, and that may be all that happened in the afternoon trading here in Wall Street.
Kerry Leahy of Decision Economics in New York. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 0.2% at 16,452, and here in London, the 100 share index was down 1.1% at 67.12.